This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Sure, David. Why not? It's probably a good idea. You haven't put that on my drop board yet. This would be the week. I won't even allow Rico to say the proper holiday. I'm like, say it right or don't say it at all.
Show me. Yeah, you know, but they... No, say it right.
Say it right. I don't know. Lions are great, 2-4-8. There you go. I'll see you guys at 6. I'm out of superlatives. They're incredible. We've done the shows. I mean, I've said they're going to win the Super Bowl since August. They go to Indianapolis. They don't even play that great. Doesn't matter. They body bag the Colts. They make Anthony Richardson look like Stevie Wonder. They do everything you need to do to go and win a football game on the road, and you win by damn near 3 touchdowns. And you make it look pretty easy. And it's like, okay, so I did the show, I don't know, probably a month ago now, where I said, look, if you keep doing what you're doing, you're the 07 Patriots. Rico did the comp to the greatest show on turf. I mean, if you combo meal those, basically what we're saying is you're one of the great teams of the last 25 years. I'm not afraid to say it. 3 straight games, you don't allow a point in the second half of a professional football game?
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible. But it's what they're doing. How about this? Here's the sign of greatness. Short week, divisional matchup, Thanksgiving. The Lions are 11.5-point favorites in a divisional game on Thanksgiving. I don't know. They take over people's stadiums.
Yeah.
They steal your mail. It's just they put you in a body bag. They put you in the trunk of your own car, then steal the car and drive it off a bridge. Yeah. The Lions are just a monolith. But again, I'm not going to get the payoff to what I've been saying for over 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
But you're winning the Super Bowl. I feel it in my bones, man. Like, you're winning the Super Bowl. Also, by the way, we can put something else on the whiteboard. Niners are done like dinner. You just hate to see it.
They'll be on the dinner table for.
Oh, boy.
Hey, it's why I tell Lions fans,
better win it.
Don't take the stuff for granted. Because when the injury bug hits, and there's been some injuries here,
mm-hmm.
not like there. Not an excuse, but my goodness. At this point, I'm like, wait, Brandon, who the heck is this at quarterback?
Well, here's another one. If you have a lead in the fourth quarter of a Super Bowl, hold on to it. Yeah. So what do you want to talk about? Seriously. What the hell? Take a look at it. Mobile golf season. Extending plays. That's what this man does. You knew I had to pull that drop. You knew there was no way we were going to allow Jonathan Vilma to utter those words and not make them a part of the show. Just one more time for me. Just take a look at it. Study it.
Mobile golf.
Mobile golf season. He's a play extender. He's not a scrambler. He's not a runner per se, but he's an improviser. He's a play extender. You know, some people, I've heard some people comp him to Caleb Williams.
And by some people, that's you.
So I'm being serious. Like, we're going to sit here and do a radio show. What the hell can we even say anymore? They're unreal.
How about we do this?
Thanksgiving.
Well, yes. That's another thing they can cross off the list on Thursday.
Winning on Thanksgiving?
Having won one. No. Say it right.
Winning on Thanksgiving.
That's yet another thing that they can just cross off their list. So, let's have some fun, Michael. Okay?
Because I like fun.
The Lions have taken this and they've turned their games, unless they're scoring 50-some points, just into boring business meetings is what it's like. They're going to win. You're not going to be anywhere close. And even if one side of the ball is not playing that great, doesn't matter. The other side or special teams will pick up the slack and they will annihilate you. They will cover the spread. There will be no intrigue. When you look at the Chiefs, are the refs going to bail them out? Can they pull this? Can they win? You look at the Eagles. Okay. You're curious about the Vikings. Oh, my goodness. How in the world are they going to lose this game? Oh, wait, they win. For the Lions, it's just, they're going to win. I think I heard a caller earlier today say they're the only team with 17 home games because their crowd follows them wherever they go. Had a conversation with a friend of mine.
Chuck?
It wasn't Chuck.
Caveman?
Wasn't Caveman.
M. Lover?
It wasn't M. Lover.
Benito?
No.
Damn, I'm 0-for-4 on Rico Friends. I don't know that you have a fifth. All right, go ahead.
So I was talking to Big G. That's a separate conversation.
Go ahead.
Now, a buddy of mine was saying, hey, you know, you're that confident that the Lions are going to win, but would you bet your house?
No.
So I'm like, okay.
I'm not trying to be homeless.
But I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I'd bet a paycheck. I bet a full paycheck on the Lions to win the Super Bowl. Which, and I'm talking to David. I'm like, David, the way this team is going, would Lions fans take an entire paycheck and just put it on the Lions at 3-1 odds currently to win the Super Bowl? Are you that confident in this team right now? Because it's easy to say, yeah, this is kind of a putting your money where your mouth is.
Let me just go ahead and do the PSA. Rico is not suggesting you actually do this. It is a correct. Terrible idea. Please do not blame this radio show or 97.1 The Ticket. Rico's opinions are his own and do not represent those of the rest of us. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right. So now back to your question. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
Yes, if you have a gambling problem, please don't do this.
Don't do this.
If you are, you know, minutes away from losing your house, please don't do this.
In fact, don't do this at all, but just enjoy the question.
Yes, it's just a question for Lions fans, 248-539-9797. You're saying your team's going to win the Super Bowl. Would you be confident enough to bet an entire paycheck at 3-1 odds that this team would win the Super Bowl? And if not, why wouldn't you?
Here's my answer. If the game were this week and they were in the Super Bowl, I would do that. Yes, I would. I can't do that November 25th because God forbid, and I'm not going to put it out in the universe, but if certain events took place, it's all over.
On Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. So, exactly. But if it were the week of the game, my confidence rises to that level. Yes, it does. I'll tell you right now. I'm ready to put out alt spreads for the Super Bowl. Lions -9.5. Done.
Who are they playing?
Doesn't matter. I think they're going to go to the Super Bowl and hit somebody with a garbage can. And the Eagles, yeah, it's cute last night. This ain't the Rams. You're not running the football on this team. You're not getting 300 yards from Saquon. Go ahead. I'll tell you this. As long as the Eagles come here, zero concern. Now, if you got to go to Philly, it's a different conversation. And the race is on. But I have that confidence level. It's about the things I can't control that would keep me from doing that right now.
Okay.
I'd rather pay minus 110 and do it the week of the game.
That's fair.
But I love the angle.
Yeah. So it's yes. Please, we're not saying go and do it. It's just for conversation. That's it.
248-539-9797. David, Greater Life's General Fund. Lions, Super Bowl. Think about how happy God would be if you 3X'd his money.
I would say, I'm going to say no right now, and here's why. Partly of what you said, Mike, because you see Vildor yesterday. If you continue to lose defensive backs and you have to have Vildor back there.
Well, that would be a problem.
That's going to be a major problem, and then I'm going to lose a lot by putting that on there. So I'm going to say no right now. They do look great. I do think they still make the Super Bowl, but I don't know. There's a lot of factors here with the injuries. Every week they seem to get nicked up somewhere, and yeah, I'm just not willing to do
it. So's everybody.
You're right.
This time of year?
Yeah. Everybody gets nicked.
You're right.
Trust me.
This is the late part of year, and trust you. You're right. Your whole team is dead.
Thanksgiving.
So
the fact that they're thinking about adding Daniel Jones should tell you everything you need to know.
That's so hot.
That's a Vic. There you go.
Me and Big G were talking about that this morning.
That is so awesome. You're gonna love it. Try the veal. 248-539-9797. So let's get to the people. And again, guys, it's not dismissive in any way, shape, or form, but you do run out of things to say. I mean, we have not slow rolled this team. I have not been shy about my belief in them since summer. What else can I say? Like, yeah, you're going to beat the Bears on Thanksgiving. It's just a matter about how much. Then you get a nice week off. We're going to go play on Thursday, do it all over again. Take on a divisional foe. I don't know. Am I going to pick you to lose at home? No. Then you'll play the Bills. It'll be the biggest game in the galaxy. I don't know. Win or lose, whatever. 15-2 is going to sew up the one seed. Guys, you're going to the Super Bowl. You won yesterday starting a guy who should play in Canada at corner. Think about it. You made Anthony Richardson look bad even for Anthony Richardson standards. At one point, he was 9-for-25.
Bruh, the fact that you saw the frustration on his face after the first drive when they couldn't score, you're affecting him this early? He couldn't just shake it off like, okay, we got a field goal. We'll come back and get it. Because he knows you don't kick field goals and beat the Lions.
Did you see what Aleem McNeil did to that poor bastard playing left guard or right guard for the Colts?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know who that young man is. I can just tell you, either he had the worst day of his life or he's actually terrible at football. Aleem destroyed him on a play-in, play-out basis. The hero of the week comes from a different spot every week.
Yeah, Aleem probably, if he's a decent person, should just send that guy a text message or an email. It wasn't personal, okay? You just happen to be the guy across from me. I hope you're in this league for a long time.
The way he treated that guy, all he's getting is a letter in the mail. The baby ain't yours. Wow. Hugs, Aleem.
Wow.
Toodles.
You know what? If you want to sleep at night, don't do a DNA test.
I don't know what to say anymore. This team is just frightening. I mean, literally, hey, it's 3rd and 8. We're just going to go ahead and run this right through your eyeballs. There's an 11-yard gain.
Think about it. Fourth and one.
Doesn't
they
matter.
Go for it deep in the red zone. They don't get it, and no one cares.
It doesn't matter.
I mean, normally the phone lines would be lit. How could Dan Campbell be so irresponsible? Kick the field goal.
Here's an idea. Wait a minute. You always hand out coupons and stuff. I got a Groupon I want to hand out next, but you have to bless it.
Oh.
Find out the name of that right guard. I want to send him an edible arrangement from Aleem McNeil. It's going to say, enjoy the fruit. The kid ain't yours. Good luck rest of the way. Hugs, Aleem.
You are not the father.
Damn. 248-539-9797. All right, I'll offer a Groupon. next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, it's a bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, let me offer a Groupon, and then we'll get to the people. But I want to know if we've arrived at a point where we are no longer, no matter what happens. Please don't come up with situations that are so zany. Just work with me. Rico, what he said there towards the end of the segment was really interesting, which was they went for it on fourth, didn't get it, nobody cared. Can we keep that same energy no matter how the season does or doesn't finish? Because you know what I really don't want to do? The Dan Campbell should have taken the field goal theater. On a week-in, week-out basis, you know what he doesn't do? Take the field goal. It has become your modus operandi. Can we hand out a Groupon that basically says there will be no discussion of fourth down decisions? You live by the sword, you will die by the sword. And right now, you're living. You're like Rico when he goes out on the town. You're swinging that thing left and right. Different definitions of swords. The point remains. You cannot complain when keeping it real goes wrong. Can we not? There will be no discussion of Dan Campbell fourth downs. This point forward. I want to put an amendment out there.
So if he kicks the field goal, you're okay with it. If he decides to go for it,
I'm
I'm saying the parameters of this Groupon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm there. Because
right, David, you want to vote on this?
Because he actually has a kicker he likes this year. So he's not afraid.
You mean the guy who was selling bricks a year ago?
Yeah. So he's not afraid to kick field goals when he thinks, you know what? Go out there. Because he hasn't missed one. Yet this year. And think about that.
I mean,
he hasn't missed, but while Justin Tucker for the Ravens
six
is just out there looking like he's about to be homeless.
He might be homeless if he misses another one. I'm in on this Groupon. I'm purchasing this Groupon.
Okay.
Yep. I'm all in.
You know, I'm not doing the embargo stuff. I'm just saying, can I just get to a point where I'm not, no matter what happens, and I think they're going to win and win their last game of the season and win the Super Bowl. But if they don't, and there's some kind of fourth down call, I would like to advocate you call a different show.
So basically how the season ended last year.
Yeah, I don't want to hear.
You're not allowed to do that.
You live by it all year. We're not going to be able to do those shows.
Not going to scapegoat a wide receiver out of town?
I don't think that's fair. Okay. Kenny, go ahead. Hey, by the way, congrats on Jim Montgomery. Oh wait. Nice performance against the Bruins. It's almost like winning 2-1 is unsustainable. Sorry.
Oh, don't say. Yeah, no, that one hurt my feelings a little bit. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I'm purchasing the Groupon. I'm with David. I'm all in on this. And you said it. You live by the sword. You die by the sword. And Campbell seems to have a pulse about how this team is going to perform in those situations. Also, we have a legitimate kicker now. I didn't think we did at the beginning of the season, but now we know we do. Yeah, I trust whatever decision he makes on fourth down.
Okay. Good. I just want to know if everyone can arrive at that point. So let's get to the people. 248-539-9797. We'll go to DJ, who had the entire back room at St. Elmo's rented out. DJ, how are you?
What up, though, my dog?
How are you doing, man? Good to talk to you, buddy.
Yeah, I'm great. Always a pleasure. So I actually was going to elaborate on something that Rico said when I heard him leaving Carson Anderson, which is, Rico, you said which coordinator is more important to our success, and I think that is, like, clearly Aaron Glenn. It's not even close. There's no way on God's green earth you could have told me that my Lions defense would be top five. There's no way. That man has did a coaching job that is unbelievable, and we need to cherish it because I just don't even believe it. I'm still kicking myself at how good they are. So,
yeah, DJ, I actually agree with you that as much fun as Ben Johnson has this offense going and the trick plays, and it's just unstoppable because if one person, you know, Montgomery goes out, Gibbs comes in, okay, you want to cover them, there's St. Brown, there's LaPorta. The defense, because it seems like every week you're taking away pieces from Aaron Glenn. He's like, okay, fine, I can work with that. I can work with that. Because you got to remember, this is all without their best defensive player, and they've actually gotten better since then.
Absolutely. Now, Mike, to throw it back to you to answer your question to get back on task, would I bet today? I'm not a betting man, but that's the if game. If I were to bet a paycheck today, absolutely not. And for two reasons. One is Vildor. That's enough said. Just Vildor. That's enough said. And then number two, you know, I'm a diehard 313 to the day I die. But what those Philadelphia Eagles present to me, forget Saquon and all those, I don't care nothing about that, is their defensive line. They possibly have our kryptonite because I've been watching the way Jalen and Hassan Reddick and those guys have been coming. They coming. So we all know that Goff goes from looking like very good and great to looking average when a defensive line can get on him. That's my only reason I just wouldn't go all in on us winning the Super Bowl because of that Philly defensive line and Vildor.
Bottom line is if that game's played in Ford Field, the Eagles aren't winning. You need to just take that to the bank. Now, if you've got to go to Philly, it's a different conversation. But right here, right now, that's not the case. But no, DJ, I understand. But think about this, right? CBS Sports has this note. This is why I think the Lions are historically good. The NFC North is the first division since the 2002 realignment that has three teams with eight or more wins through the first 12 weeks of the season. I mean, you dispatched of Minnesota, you dispatched of the Packers, you're about to do it to the Bears. Exit the bubble, the Bears should be 7-4, not 4-7, but the Pack are 8-3. They're a good football team. The Vikings are 9-2. We may not think they're 9-2 good. They're a good football team. And they're still multiple games behind the Detroit Football Lions. You are 10-1. It is the best start for this team since 1930. Like, it's okay to just say, yeah, this is historical. Mm-hmm. Because it is. And you're winning the Super Bowl.
I think that's the cherry on top. But yeah, I saw that a few weeks ago. Like, man, they are... This isn't just winning. Like, every year there's a good team in the NFL. Good team.
Yeah, this ain't that.
They're in the VIP section of the... Like,
there are killings every day, but there are not a lot of serial killers. This team's a serial killer.
Okay.
This team shows up and you're dead.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the margin of victory thing we talked about with your 99 Rams, my 07 Pats, the only two teams in the last 25 years to have a scoring margin of 13.3 points or better a game,
mm-hmm.
The Lions are on pace for that.
I mean, we're going into Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
And we've yet to have a quarterback throw for two touchdowns.
You've gone three straight weeks. If you don't allow the Bears to score in the second half, it'll be a month.
Right.
Without giving up a point in the second half.
Right, without giving up a point, but just a second touchdown.
All while you're missing a defensive player of the year caliber player.
And you look at the guys, like, it's not like they went out there and just played no one at quarterback. Like, you're from Stafford, too. Like, there's guys that are, you know, C.J. Stroud, who everybody thought was going to be great.
Stroud, Stafford, Geno, Kyler, Love, Darnold. Who am I missing? Thanksgiving. I can't even keep up. Who did I miss?
I'm trying to think. You said Stroud.
Stafford.
Darnold.
Levis.
Who could forget Mason Rudolph?
facing Rudolph.
The point I'm making is you faced quarterbacks. It's not like the Chargers. Look, we're sitting here, and admittedly, I'm excited about the Chargers. I think they're going to be a wild card problem. Do you know the Chargers haven't beaten a team with a winning record? It's week 12.
Wow.
They haven't beaten a team with a winning record. I'll tell you what, you like math.
Oh, I got into Harvard.
Like, go do the math.
Is that how I said it?
Kind of. Go do the math and give me the record of the teams they faced. Okay. They haven't beat a team with a winning record. Meanwhile, here at Alliance, they beat everybody.
Yeah, Kyler Murray, Geno, Dak, beat them all.
You've been battle-tested against some good offenses, battle-tested against good quarterbacks, and the tests are going to keep coming. I mean, Caleb is playing way better football. Jordan Love is playing better football, and you know what you're getting with Josh Allen, but I just don't feel like any of it matters. I think the team absolutely has the ability to go 16-1. They absolutely have the ability to go down as an all-time great team, and right now they profile like the 07 Pats, who I know didn't win the Super Bowl. I digress. I'm just making a point to you. What you're watching, and you better get it done, because there's very good odds you're not losing a coordinator this offseason. You're losing them both. And you're probably going to lose your assistant general manager in Ray Agnew, because his name's popping up on lists everywhere for someone to take Brad Holmes under study and have him run their team. Get it done now before you look like Rico's team. He's really living La Vida Loca over there. You'd be lucky if you're 500.
It's always next year.
That's right. Enjoy your prime now, because before you know it, a.k.a. Niners, 24. Overnight. It's the equivalent of overnight oats. Overnight sag. That's what happened to your team.
Yeah, I got it, Mike.
I'm projecting because my team's terrible. All right, we'll get to the phones here in a second, but let's check ticket text for the first time today. Number of Lions-related things. No hard driving topic. They're just incredible. David?
Oh, hold on. Before we get to David and Mike, to answer your question, the Chargers' record, their opponent's combined record, 26 wins, 52 losses.
There's that, or there's you. I mean, it's two different planets. Go ahead, David.
From Mike, no deal. Campbell's fourth down decisions cost the second half of San Francisco game. Nothing you can say will change that. No deal. So sick of people hating on the decision to go for it only when it doesn't work. I'm all in on the Groupon. Someone else says, thanks, Rico. Just placed my November paycheck on the Lions Super Bowl.
Oh, God.
17,000, here we come. Thanksgiving comes early. Rico for president. Proud dad of three in Waterford. Not going to be proud. Maybe.
Social services so is much at your door.
So much was wrong with that text.
Oh, my.
It's purely for entertainment and just to be thought-provoking. Don't lose your house. Don't lose your wife. Don't lose your kids over this.
Yeah, I got to read one part over. Kenny's right. Thanksgiving comes early. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I
gotta say it right or don't say it at all.
The way Aaron Glenn just took a nice, relaxing sit-down in the middle of the game was classic. Just like, my job is done here. That is Will at work.
Having a lot of point in 3 second halves in a row, he could leave. He could be driving away in the fourth quarter. I wouldn't say a word. He can do whatever he wants. Go to Chris 97.1. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, Chris. What's going on?
So first of all, I guess it sort of goes back to your question. Theoretically, I have a paycheck to bet 3-1 odds. I absolutely would take it. The Lions remind me of when the Patriots were good for two decades and the way they kept winning was just mistake-free football, which the Lions are doing, which goes back to what I called about, which is I imagine how the Colts were playing against the Lions is very similar to the shows you would have back in 2011, 2012 when the Lions were playoff contenders. The Colts are a playoff contending team. They're not that far behind the Texans in that division.
Right.
And they wiped out any chance they had against the Lions just with stupid penalties and that terrible drop in the end zone.
No, Chris, that's the point. I mean, they made the Packers look helpless. They made the Colts look helpless. Mm-hmm. They just have a way about them, and it's why I've used the comparisons I've used. Only the great teams can do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I knocked the Chiefs this year. Hey, did you enjoy needing a miracle to beat the Carolina Panthers? Like, that's not you. There's been one game like that for you.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah, Chris, because when you see teams play this Lions team, the Lions are in their head. It's like when you watch the tight end drop a sure touchdown pass, and then they immediately yank him out of the game, and he just has that look on his face like, I can't believe I dropped that. Teams are gripping when they play the Lions because they know their margin of error is zero. You make one mistake, they'll capitalize on it, and before you know it, you're down by at least two touchdowns.
I think when the one major complaint I have is that the backup cornerback looked bad, like, I think we're in a good spot if that's the one complaint we're going to really have about this game.
Yeah, and again, any team has enough injuries, you're going to end up with a Vildor. You know what I mean? That's just it. And whether it's an offensive lineman, D lineman, corner, wide out, everybody's got a Vildor somewhere. Vildor's a depth piece. He's not supposed to be out there for 70 snaps. You needed him this week. And by the way, while we're all complaining about him, you didn't give up a point in the second half, and you won a game in a blowout. Again, by the better part of three touchdowns. So, for quote-unquote as bad as Vildor was, 6 points. Agent, you just, come on.
Got to have something to complain about.
No, I don't.
No, not you. I mean, the people. Because, yeah, it's like you're nitpicking. That's why I said, hey, hypothetically speaking, if you had a paycheck, would you place your entire check on this team to win the Super Bowl, 3-1 odds, right here, right
now? If it was the week of the game, yes. I'm not doing that 3 months out. I understand 3-1 odds. I understand why. I can't, because I understand the game. And in one moment, this whole thing can die. I'm not going to speak it and put it into the universe. I'm just saying.
At the way they're playing, then you find out that Hendon Hooker is the next Tom Brady.
Do not put that in the universe.
I said Hendon Hooker is the next Tom Brady.
Stop it.
I learned from the best.
Stop it right now. Missed.
I had to change it up. I had to bring that back.
That's
out
right.
Because Rico's doing some things.
He is a play extender.
I got no hope. Misery loves company. He brought me down with his Giants. I'm bringing you down.
That's fair. Let's go to Ed in Ann Arbor, 97.1. Eddie, what's going on?
Hey, guys, I've taken abuse from you guys for the last year.
Oh, Thanksgiving! It's our man, Eddie!
Hey, look. What you're seeing is for real. They are going to the Super Bowl. I told you this a year and a half ago after the last Buffalo game when you scoriated me, man. Right.
That's right.
Look, the national media, nobody's going to really understand the capability of this team until the 15th week when we curb stomp the Buffalo Bills.
I'm not arguing. They're going to win every game forever. They don't look like they're ever losing, period. And they're certainly not going to lose on. That's right.
There's one thing, Michael. I'm going to throw one burr in the road.
Okay.
I was listening to a conversation on this radio station a week and a half ago, and people were talking about who was our biggest rival. And I guess the consensus was that it was the Green Bay Packers. That's not true, dude. Back from the days of George Halas, man, it's those rascals down at the other end of 94. They problem for us, man. They've
Bears.
Always been a problem for us.
Well,
and if we get past them on Sunday, we won't lose another game. They're the only team on the schedule that scares me.
You are not. I'm going to tell you, Edward, first of all, I want you to have a fantastic. And you will not lose to the Bears on? Damn right. The legend is called back
beautiful
in.
Beautiful day. Yes. This is beautiful.
I mean, that's better than if Boak guy resurfaced.
What a great day to be alive. We have Thanksgiving, Ed, calling back.
That's it. Nope. Ed and Ann Arbor.
I'm sorry.
Thanksgiving. You got to say it right.
My bad.
I just got to teach my niece and nephew to say it that way to really upset people. It'll be great.
I was about to say, I'm sure their parents won't like that.
Thanksgiving.
Why do you keep saying it that way? Uncle Mikey taught me that.
Well, let me read this one then. Thanks, guys. My girlfriend is going to throw me out of the house every time she mentions turkey or Thanksgiving. I say to her,
that's
she yells at me, why are you saying it like that?
And again, there's just no way the Detroit Football Lions are going to lose to the Bears on It can't happen.
At this point, maybe we get caller Ed to flip the coin.
Sure.
I mean,
why not?
If they win, every year he should just flip the coin. Yeah.
Who the hell needs a Shibutsi when you can have caller Ed from Ann Arbor?
Think about it. He walks out there, caller Ed, and the entire play, instead of chanting Jared Goff,
Thanksgiving,
just says thank.
Everyone's gonna know what you know he's talking about.
Yeah, Jared Goff is so passe. This Thursday, I would like the Lions fans to chant this. I need somebody to get that going in a section and record it. Make it go viral.
Sure. Why not? Why not? 248-539-9797. It was good to hear from the, you know, again, when you have a drop like that, you always want to do a check-in and make sure the person is still around. I would have felt bad if we were playing the damn thing and Eddie wasn't around no more. He hadn't called in ages. But that drop is forever. It's beautiful. All right, let's touch the table on some football. Play the music. Oh, this. So much to say after a big weekend. Rico, lead us.
Let's stick to the world of college right now.
Yeah, great sport.
Michael, can we say that Ohio State is the best team in the nation?
No. No, we can't. They're fine enough. But even though they beat the brakes off Indiana was a fraud. They still start slow. It just doesn't quite look right. That offensive line at left tackle and center is a concern. They're very good. But you put them on a football field with Georgia, I'm still taking Georgia.
No, I'm not ready to say that anyone is the best team in the country, let alone Ohio State. They have problems. And maybe they will eventually become that, but right now, no.
Well, it's funny that you say that, Mike. Can we say that the winner of the SEC will be too beat up to win the national title?
No, I can't say that. No, because the winner will get a bye week. So I'll say no.
Well, no, because Ole Miss will be sitting at home for the SEC championship game, be fresh, and go all the way to win a championship.
Ole Miss?
It's very ironic that Lane Kiffin says what he says, and then they happen to lose, and they can sit at home.
But David, right here, right now, there's not a person with remote knowledge of football that would stack Ole Miss and Indiana and go, Indiana's better.
You're right.
They're not.
You're right.
Yeah, Ole Miss has got a couple losses. Yeah, it's because they play an actual schedule.
Correct.
You know what Ole Miss actually has? A real win.
Mm.
See, this is my beef. You want to extend the playoff? I've always sided with Rico in this regard. Play a real schedule, get real rewards. Don't play anyone. Indiana should not be in this playoff. Can we say that?
Funny that you said that, Michael.
Well, then just answer the question, funny man.
No. Because I'm going to add it my way.
Okay.
Can we say that despite losing, Indiana and Texas A&M will still be locks for the playoffs?
A&M I would consider. Indiana gets no consideration. You play schedule 106, you play one ranked team and they bore a hole through your skull with a spoon. No, Indiana shouldn't be in. Go look at their schedule. Go look at who they've played. Bunch of nonsense.
Yeah, no, I cannot say that Indiana should be in. I just, no. FIU, Western Illinois, UCLA, Charlotte, Maryland.
See, David, will you do the show with Malik Nabers sunglasses on for me? Yeah. How do we arrange that?
That'll be later on today. What he had to say?
Yeah.
Don't know if you heard that interview.
I heard it all. Okay. It's great.
I didn't say, though, do they deserve to be in. I say, will they be in?
Yes, they'll be in.
Yeah,
because there's no justice in this world. So they'll be in.
Well, there is. It's just us.
Fakes, phonies, and frauds.
Can we say that Arizona State is the best surprise in college football? Picked to be dead last in the Big 12. And they have a chance to win the Big 12.
Yeah, I'm good with it. I mean, a Sacramento State transfer, running back in Scadabo, Sammy Leavitt from State, cobble it together. Now, my problem, yes, they're a great surprise, but that moment was ruined by their head coach's behavior in the postgame. gets up at the press conference, and instead of just enjoying the win and answering questions, he's out here schlepping for money, going, we need to pay these players. We have to keep our team together. Do you like days like this? He basically passed a hat like David at church. And then he was wearing the NIL Collective sweatshirt. I'm going, hey, why doesn't Kenny Dillingham just wear a sandwich board that went, "Will bleep for money"?
Well, you got to strike while the iron is hot. I get why he did it, because right now the Sun Devil fans are feeling great and probably said, if he had a phone number or just, hey, a website, that thing probably would got overloaded with people saying, I want in right now.
See, but yes, they're a great surprise. Go ahead.
And I understand what you're saying about Arizona State. It's maybe the wrong week to say this team, but I'm still going to say Army. For them to be in the conversation for the college football playoff, we're only supposed to worry about Army when they play Navy. And it was so much more this year.
I was only worried about them for one game.
Yeah, listen.
Oh, I got to stop. It's something on the list right here about Army.
Yeah, I got to stop David here. When you go out and in 3 minutes of game action that you don't belong on the same field as Notre Dame, you have taken the goodwill and you are now nothing more than a cute story. I love my guys from West Point, but I'd be lying to you if I said I stayed with that game very long. I went right over to Texas A&M and Auburn. Army embarrassed themselves.
I hear you.
That was terrible.
I hear you, but still a surprise to me.
Okay.
Can we say that rushing the field in college football has gotten out of control when the game is not even over yet?
No, those refs are losers. The refs in the BYU-Arizona State game, what a collection of boners. Oh, there's actually 1 second. No, there's not. Go home. No one cares about those fraud Mormons. Get them out of here. They should have called the game. That was a ridiculous thing that they did.
Except I'm thinking, wow, he caught the Hail Mary. And I'm like, if he would have scored, that would have been sad pizza all throughout Tempe.
I know. My point is, it never should have been allowed. They were breaking it down like Zapruder film. The ball went 30 rows in the stop.
But you're okay with the all the rushing?
Yeah,
the field?
Let the kids have fun. Okay. Christ, we're bankrupting an entire generation with what it costs to go to college. Let them run on the fields like an idiot.
Can we say that even though they can't, mm-hmm, Notre Dame deserves a bye in the college football playoffs?
Tough. 82nd ranked schedule. Haven't had a big, big game since that A&M game. But they go out and take care of their business. I'll live with it before you ever put Boise there. Or you put whatever fraud Big 12 team you want to put up there. Yes, I'd say put Notre Dame there.
Yeah, I think they do deserve it. Can't happen, but yeah, they deserve it for sure.
Okay. Can we say Shedeur Sanders should have been kicked out of that game Saturday for damn near shoving an official to the ground?
Well, I thought he was dead before that. I mean, they went after his legs and his ankles.
Yeah, that should have been a personal foul.
Yes.
But you can't go shoving officials.
Okay. It was a heated moment.
No, it was on here. I wanted to hear what you had to say, but yes, he did. It literally is like the referees was like, well, you know, that's Deion's son. If we kick him out, we're going to probably
be
called
racist.
Well,
then they should be fired if they're thinking like
that.
Right,
it was ridiculous.
And again, Deion's going to come after us and say we only did that because it's his son.
And I think Shedeur's a fabulous player. I'd be happy to have him as the Giants' next quarterback. But make no mistake, I could separate worlds. That was egregious. And I'm like, really? There's not a flag anywhere? Mm-hmm. You can call someone a boo-boo head, and they give you a 15-yard penalty. He kidney shoved the official. His hat goes flying off.
And that broadcast, along with Pereira, was trying to be an apologist. Well, the heat of the moment, he didn't know who he was shoving.
No, because once again, they knew. If that was any other quarterback, I think, yes, they knew. That's Deion's kid. And that's going to be a whole nother story if we flag him and kick him out of the game. Now, if I'm the Big 12, he's not playing in the next game. I'm just going to be like, you know what? You should have been suspended for this one, so you're going to be suspended for that one, even if it's for a half.
Oh, you mean actual justice and accountability? Yeah, not in today's college football. You ruined that. Go ahead.
I thought it was money.
Well, that's why it's ruined. They can't take Shedeur out. You need him next week. No. Meaningless game against Okie State, and some network paid through the nose to broadcast it. Go ahead.
That'd be fine.
Can we say that? What do you need?
Can we say that Dabo was right that the college football playoff is only the SEC Big Ten Invitational?
Yes.
He was on his coaching show and said, Yeah, basically the ACC is going to get screwed because they just want the SEC and the Big Ten.
Yeah, which is honestly, I would distill it down even further. Let them take the best 5, 6, 7, 8 teams from the SEC and the Big Ten. Take them, go do your own thing. Leave the rest of us alone. Take Oregon, take Ohio State, take Michigan, take Alabama, Georgia, take them all. Go build a Bundesliga. Leave the rest of us alone. We'll play on the Nickelodeon Network. Because honestly, that's where the sport is. There are $30 million rosters, and then there's the Baked Beans Network.
And that's why the answer to your previous question was yes on Indiana. Because they're going to put a Big Ten team over anyone else.
Even though they played no one.
Correct.
Well, yeah, when your best win is a loss, see Indiana and Penn State, and they're both going to get in.
It's a good man right there. That's a great answer by you. Be curious.
Finally,
mm-hmm.
Can we say that Jalen Milroe will either have to go to the NFL or transfer next season? That he's done as an Alabama quarterback?
Really difficult. I don't understand what I watched Saturday. The transfer part is way more alluring than going to the league. I think right now he'll have a hard time. He'll be a late first-round pick. Rico, the transfer is alluring. Like, put him in Miami for a year. Go to USC under Lincoln Riley for a year. Interesting. But here's my problem. Kalen DeBoer is a QB whisperer.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't get it right there, I don't know what I watched. He couldn't throw. He couldn't pass. He couldn't process. He couldn't run. He may as well play the game with a bag over his head.
Right, because I think DeBoer is like, I need to start running my offense, and he's in the way. Son, really, you should go to the NFL or, you know, here's some Pampers.
Oh, good, and then Sam Leavitt plays for Alabama.
Have you heard of the cockaboose?
Yes. Oh, I see. Yes. No, I think you have a point. Yeah.
What's that?
Great sport we got.
Yeah,
you need to transfer.
All right, that's the college version of Can We Say That? 97.1.